So Kev, so y'all just made another move, all right? I made another move, and you guys traded for Robert Quinn, all right? Now Robert Quinn, I think he's in his 12. I think he's in 11 or 12 year, 11 or
Yeah,
12 year,
he up
all
there.
right? And last year he had one of his best seasons, 49 tackles, and 18 and a half sacks. So far this year, statistically, he's on to a slow start. Eight tackles, so basically almost a tackle a game, and one sack. But they say new places, new faces, make you do new things. All right, so talk to me about that Robert Quinn move. That like does that make y'all a better team? If so, how much better you feel as though you guys got?
I feel like it make us a lot better. Not even just off of his 18 sacks last year. That ain't got nothing to do with that. He's an extra body who's a proven extra body who can show out or take over a game at any moment in time if you put forth the effort to. Then you got to also bring up the energy that's going on in our locker room. The amount of leaders that we have, the amount of guys who have had success, and the guys that just bring that type of camaraderie, whatever that.
I got
Camaraderie,
you.
locker room and stuff like that. Camaraderie, man. But he's just, which is going to be pushed for more. And then on top of that, we lost Barnett in the beginning of the year. People forget about that. Barnett, he's not a superstar, but he is a first round pick. He's It's a good AIP coup though, because technically this Quinn move is equivalent to what we did when we got Chris Long. That's like the exact same thing. Came another ex-Ram that be springing onto the team who still got some stuff left in the tank. Now I know he got one sack, whatever, but think about it. He's in Chicago. Now I seen Tomo post a clip of Roe Smith, who I thought was who we got at first, but. You showed the clip of him crying in the press conference. I couldn't tell whether he was crying because he was missing the leader or because he was crying because why wasn't it him that got the leader?
was him.
So who's to say that his one sack got something to do with him just being on the sorry team? You up there in age, you're not gonna give it your all. You're getting paid, you're trying not to get injured. You know the trade land deadline coming up. You know the cap situations. Players know that, whether they say it or not. Players know what's going on with the cap stuff for real, for real. So he probably already knew he was going to probably be a casualty. So probably was gearing up to leave. So we're going to see what he got left in the tank. It was a big move, straight up.
Yeah, and then I think it can go both ways. It can be because, like you said, he was crying because he's missing a leader. Like you said, he's valuable in that locker room. But number two, dang, like I've been asking for a trade all year. And y'all trade this man, y'all leave me here. And the good thing about his contract is not guaranteed next year and the year after that. So
And the Bears took up a majority of it, so we really not paying them nothing for it. All we did was just borrow for borrow. We said, hey, take this fourth round pick. We got plenty of picks. That fourth round pick ain't hurting us. People can say, oh, y'all gave up too much. But it was the perfect trade, if you ask me. It wasn't one of those Howie steals. Don't get me wrong. People used to Howie stealing so much. So then when he paid a decent price for something, it's like, what's going on here? It's not normal. But it's a perfect fit. Like, all of our players, if you look at our defense, everyone's interchangeable. So it's too many moving pieces that you can put in different places. It's a perfect fit, if you ask me.
Yeah, this is what Adam Schefter tweeted. He tweeted after y'all did that, right? Because y'all making a lot of trades. Yeah, I mean, y'all traded for Robert. He said, even after trading for Robert Quinn today, CJ Gardner-Johnson last summer, and AJ Brown and Jordan Davis on the draft day, the Eagles still are scheduled to have six picks in the 2023 draft, including two in the first round, theirs and the Saints. So,
Exactly. And the Saints is top five right now.
y'all, yeah, Jameis Winston's got benched by Andy Dalton. So, yeah, it's a lot going on over there in New Orleans.
Man,
And you
we
like,
get it
you
on
think
both
Howie the
sides.
best GM in the NFL?
I've been saying that. But people, a lot of Eagles fans is down on Howie because of that Carson Wentz stuff. I'm like, how are we gonna bounce
And a
back from somebody?
Rager.
Yeah, the regular thing, I mean, yeah, he makes some bonehead decisions when it comes to first round picks. But we like they say, we run a quarterback factory. Technically, we run a GM factory. It's so many people he got on his team that are involved with stuff that leave our team and become GMs other places. It's crazy. And I feel like a lot of this ideas from them, he just gets most of the credit. But it's still Howie Roseman running the show, so I'm going to give him his flowers. He's definitely one up there in the top. I used to say the Chiefs GM, but now I think Howie got him because the Chiefs been chilling as of late.
Yeah, the Chiefs got that guy. They got Pat Mahomes. So it's like, you know, they had Andy Reid, which I had Andy Reid too. But they got Pat Mahomes, and like it's easy to build around. Y'all legit building, like y'all have your quarterback, obviously, right? Yeah. But y'all have a
plug and play pieces, type of
thing. Yeah, y'all pieces around the quarterback is much better than the quarterback. If that makes sense, right? Versus the Chiefs,
they took a different approach.
Yeah, the Chiefs a quarterback out, y'all out quarterback. You know, so
I feel like Howie Roseman. I feel like once he wasn't able to get, which I'm glad we wasn't, because I know we was after both Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. I don't know how much of a rumor there was. I felt like it was stupid from the beginning, but if we really were, it's a good thing that didn't happen. And I guess he pivoted. It was like, well, if I can't get a super quarterback, let me build this team up for plug and play. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Howie back.
Go ahead, Howie. All right, so we go to our next question. All right, so the next question, Jalen Hurts, right? Jalen Hurts was a question mark going into this season, obviously, and his job is on the line, basically. Howie is basically saying, listen, dude, I'm eliminating all excuses. I'm doing this for you, that for you. You got it. You just do your part, we're going to win. Yeah. And so far, he's been doing his part. He's actually the top three MVP candidate behind Josh Allen and maybe Patrick Mahomes they probably put above him. So do you think that he already solidified his spot going forward? Like you think that okay, based on what y'all saw so far, he solidified. Like he's gonna be a starter for us next year.
Me being realistic, I don't know. He's been good. Don't get me wrong, we've been winning. I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, but when you bring the business aspect and longevity with everything, he still hasn't come to his own. He hasn't arrived yet. He still has a lot of growing to do, and I feel like he got a lot more that he can become. I feel like Jalen Hurts hasn't even reached his ceiling yet, not even close, honestly. That's if he gets there. It's not a guarantee he's going to get there. So with that being said, no, I don't feel like they should give him any money right now, anything like that, because he's reached that point in his career, his whatever he got going on, he's like a gamer. So it's not like he's mastered anything. He hasn't mastered the passing game, and he's not no going just run you out the building all the time type of thing. He still has his moments where we kind of keep teams close, whatever it might be, because I'm not going to say it's because of him, but again, we can't go in the game and be like, all right, Hurts, do your thing, for real. I just feel like he make the right plays in the right moment just because of his intangibles cover up for a lot of his deficiencies that he still has. So,
that's what hey, I said. Hey, Tom, I want to ask, are y'all going to give Hurts more than Jackson?
I doubt it because, how it wasn't real strategic. Look at how we built our team. It's to the point we don't have to force. We don't have to force that. And then we still got the two first-round picks. So, we can be as patient as we want to be. We don't have to rush it. If they end up getting into it, I won't be mad. I just feel like he's covered every corner to where he doesn't have to rush himself into a decision when it comes to Hurts, no matter what it comes down to. So time, we got nothing but time, to be honest.
When is I didn't look this up, but when is
I think last year, next year is his final year of his deal.
Okay, but you know, the later you pay him, the more you pay him. So
I mean, yeah, of course, as time goes by, yeah, but
you gotta be sure though.
Yeah, of course. So.
All right, cool. That's great answer. All right, cool. Now,
it's what we got, man. For the media, it's like they love him. I mean, of course, we love him because he winning. Winning cures everything, but what happens when he start losing? All the blame is going to go right back on Hurts. It's not like he's one of those, oh, he does this, he does that. Nobody's going to defend him for real. It's going to be back to the old hate Hurts again. That's letting you know that he hasn't arrived yet. He hasn't reached to that point where whether he wins or lose, he can still be a staple to a franchise. He has to keep winning in order for him to stay in the spotlight. like with the MVP thing. I mean, yeah, he's winning and all that. He's the big reason why, but I don't feel like he's a top three MVP candidate, to be honest. That's just my personal opinion. When you really look at it and you look at the league itself, I feel like this year alone, yeah, but if you look at former MVPs and you put Jalen Hurts next to them, it's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me, plus you got to grade him differently. It's not like you got to grade, like when people bring up quarterback, you compare him to quarterbacks. I'm like, you bring up certain stats, he's not going to look like the upper echelon. But when you watch the game and see the impact that he has in the game, is a different story. Again, he's a gamer.
Yeah, he is a gamer. He is a gamer, a playmaker. And like he don't do too much, and he don't make a lot of mistakes either. That's one thing about y'all team. Y'all take away the ball a lot, but at the same time, y'all don't make a lot of mistakes. So y'all got like 2 turnovers all year or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a plus for him, especially the type of quarterback he is, like a run first quarterback. Normally those type of quarterbacks are turnover. Like look at Lamar Jackson. I mean, no, I like Lamar, but your man turned the ball like crazy this year. And then you look
at the offense too, though. The offense, yeah, too, though. But again, the play calling has to stay consistent as well, because I don't like it when the Eagles get into the RPO type of offense.
You don't?
You notice when we start, no, because the RPO stuff, when he get too deep, when we get too heavy with it, it keeps teams close because the plays be hit or miss. It's almost like that RG3 effect from back when y'all first had him. It's almost like a 2-read play. And if you put a team cover it, it's like, oh, go run. Then it turns into that collar stuff. That's not sustainable. I'm coming.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I'm going to answer you this question. I'm interested to hear what you guys say on this one. Y'all undefeated. Y'all 6-0. Coming off the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 6-0. Right now, y'all look good across the board on your team.
Across the board.
Talk to me about what would you say are the Eagles' weaknesses?
No. You get me? No, our weakness on defense, I would say, is our safeties are good. They're interchangeable, but I mean, that's our weakest spot. It's not weak. It's just our weakest spot on our defense. So I would say at safety, it can be a little inconsistent sometimes, because we got Garner Johnson, who's learning how to be a full-time safety, and then Epps, who's an undrafted player who just playing with house money. So he can fall to it any time. It's not like he's really proven as of yet. And also, on offense, I don't feel like it's a weakness. I feel like it's all about play calling on that day. If they decide to run with the wrong game plan, everything can go left. The strength of our – even though we're talking about weaknesses, our strength is the fact that we adapt to every game. We don't go into every game with the same offense. When the team is game planning for us, you don't know how we're going to attack you until the game gets going. And by then, it's most likely too late. That's when the second quarter points come in. So, our weakness is going to come to the psychological game of making sure they stick to the right game plan once the game get going.
Mm-hmm. I think Garner Johnson's been playing good, though.
He's still not a – if a team decide to really get the running, like if – I'm going to say Washington, for example, right? If y'all was to turn to a full-out run offense
– which we are, by the way.
Be flashy, y'all should
have been. Watch out in 3 weeks.
If y'all offensive line was healthy,
yeah, thank
y'all
you.
Could possibly become a threat to us when it comes to our safeties and stuff coming up to having to run tackle all the time. Because you see our passing defense is basically elite. It's hard for teams to really pass on us consistently. It's when our passing gets a little weak and then people get to running on us and then it gets a little – that's when it get up and down. So
I would say safety. This is how I got y'all passing defense. I think y'all not like elite covers all the time. Just listen to me. All right. I think that y'all could get beaten in the air. Y'all are very good at if there's an opportunity, we're gonna take it. Yeah, if there's an opportunity for y'all to get a turnover, y'all will capitalize on that. But even though Bradbury, he's playing like one of the best corner, him and Slay are playing good. All right. But I do think that people can't beat y'all in the air. They just got limited turnovers. You know, it has to be an elite quarterback, though. It has to be an elite quarterback. So somebody like a Taylor Heineke is not going to torch y'all. they won't have to lead with the run, like you said. But like a, I think if you play somebody like a Patrick Mahomes, like a Chiefs, I think they can probably light up that secondary.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you won't see them until the Super
Bowl. You ain't gonna see nothing like that all year for real.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, but he don't have a weapon. So
you tell me, is Odell going over there?
Yeah.
But, all right. So the safety position.
Dak ain't it either. So Dak. Think Dak is the guy.
He called, hey, Tomo said Jalen is Dak Jr.
I mean, I can see why he say that. Because, again, I didn't like Dak at first. I used to criticize him to the core. But I had to give him respect over time. I wouldn't call him Zach Dak Jr. I feel like Jalen Hurts got a higher ceiling than that. If you ask
but
me.
people like Dak off Bucks though. They got
I was ridiculing him because I seen what they was doing. They basically was he was depending on the run game and he just did what needed to get done as a quarterback to win the games at the end or in
which is what he's best at.
Yeah, exactly. But nowadays he's turning to this want to throw for 400 yards and don't really do nothing for exactly. This flashy shit and stuff is not gonna work for them over over the long run. We're not gonna make this a Cowboys show though.
No, we're not. We're gonna switch it up.
We got baby Dak in the comments. Keep bringing up Dak.
Baby Dak in the comments. All right. So look, like I said, y'all 6-0. All right, y'all 6-0, and come up the bye week. Our first game is the Steelers. I'm looking at y'all schedule. The rest of y'all schedule, y'all play 1, 2, 3, 4 teams that have a winning record. That's it. And three of them are in your division. two of them in your division. You play three teams. You play four because you got a Giants twice.
You can't play Giants twice, that's why.
Yeah, you got a Giants twice. Cowboys, so those are division games, and then you got the Titans, which is like, yeah, like I mean, they got a winning record, but I mean, yeah, really. Yeah. Like, all right, so y'all schedule looking pretty good. So give me a win loss prediction. Y'all 6-0.
Yeah.
So
I mean, honestly, I only got us competitively. I only have us losing one game, and that might be the Dallas, because they're the only team I feel like that could catch us. If they play to their strengths, they can catch us. Like, catch us on the off day. But other than that, I mean, I feel like the Giants might beat us when we rest our starters. But I would want to say Washington, don't get me wrong, but I just don't feel like your offensive line and secondary won't be able to match up with us.
That's cool. We'll pick us. That's fine. You good.
I'm not going to pick it. I mean, y'all like being underdogs and think y'all going to sneak up on somebody. You ain't sneaking up on nobody.
I know. We good.
You're the commander.
The Eagle segment.
But I only see us losing two. One because of us and starters, and the other one, I feel like Dallas may be – we don't break down. I'm about to break y'all down right now. But I would say, to be realistic, I would say two losses only.
Two losses. So okay. Best case, not best. I'm like for real. I'm going to limb. One loss. But worst case scenario, we only losing two more games.
Yeah.
So y'all going 16-2. Well, 15-2.
Yeah.
Bye week in the first round.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
The Steelers might have a chance this week, just off the fact of element of surprise. But
and bye week. Mm-hmm. High horse.
I mean, but we good off the bye. So. And then. You got Jalen Hurts. Cool cat. Come on now.
Big cool guy.
That's why they went and got Quinn to cut all that chillness down. Quinn gonna come in hype, man. Yo, I'm trying to get this W. So
yeah, that's a good pick. It's a good pick up.
Barkley all might right. Run up on us, bro. Be cool. Time I'm talking about.
All right. So look, talk to the Eagles Nation. Talk to your peoples and let them know what's up for the rest of the season.
You don't want to get too comfortable because anything can happen, but the way things are going, not to be on a high horse because I'm very humble normally, but the way our schedule is set up, if you look at everything, I mean, it's going to be very hard for us. We would have to have, like, the Reaper come through and obliterate our entire locker room for us to really lose 5 games. That's what it's going to take, about 5 or 6 games for us to get knocked out the playoffs for real. That's not happening. So it's really just looking forward to playoff time, getting healthy, having everybody ready to make a real run at repeating another Super Bowl, that's going to really shut the whole NFC East down about this Super Bowl talk with the Eagles. We're going to be the new voice of the East. Cowboys, that Cowboys shit going to be dead. If we went, excuse my language. The Cowboys stuff going to be dead if we win again. That's just straight up. The Cowboys going to go into a shell. They're going to be done for. It's going to be, they're going to be on suicide watch like Wentz was before the year. So. St. Elizabeth right around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all listen. As a Commanders fan, y'all making some great moves. All right, I give props where it's due. Y'all 6-0. You feel me? And like you said, y'all a versatile team that can go into games and y'all can win different ways. When most teams, they gotta win this way. All right. Yes. So, and that's how great teams are, and that's how they make it through the whole season, because they can win in multiple ways. Right.
The Belichick approach.
The Belichick approach. Okay, so y'all there now. Okay, and then I like y'all coach. I like his energy. He's young. You feel me? So that's always good. But
I also want to say this. Go ahead. Now I was about to say, this is the thing about with me when it comes to Eagles, right? This will get you real hype as an Eagles fan. 2 years ago, when Wentz was leaving, Doug Peterson got fired. We won 4 games. We was 160 whatever million in the hole, whatever people saying. And all this other stuff. And then look at us now in the 2 year span, the turnaround, on top of the fact that even if our quarterback failed, we got 2 to be covered for him. Like, you can't lose. You can't lose. We can't lose, bro. What do you say? Hey, Mark, come on now. You taking that Miami water. Come on now. But yeah, it's just like, if you look at that and then see where we at now, it's like we can't lose. We've already overcame the impossible, if you ask me. But that's it, though.
All right. 6-0? Hold on. Why are you an Eagles fan? The people want to know.
Oh, you funny as a bird.
But yeah.
Eagles fan since a youngin', man. My pop's an Eagles fan, though. So
6-0.
Yeah.
Got a lot of season left, though. A lot of season left. You got
for the Commanders. That's y'all slogan or something. Because I hear a lot of Commanders fans.
Nah, it's 6-0, and we still got 11 more games.
Nah, it is. If you look at the schedule, I mean,
hey,
and Rodgers get Megatron to somebody. I mean,
the Megatron. They said Megatron. They said never look ahead of your schedule. This is the NFL. These are all professional athletes. Any given Sunday.
That's for
all
sure.
Right, we always look at the schedule and say, "Man, we're gonna win." Man, the Chiefs lost to the Colts. You feel me? Nobody saw that coming. Feel me? The Bills. Matter of fact, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is bad right now. But
I get it.
So, look, you give
when your quarterback is Jalen Hurts, I can take this approach because my quarterback will stay back cool while I talk all the trash and be hyped. He giving the fans the energy to do all that because he like, y'all go ahead and do all that. I'm gonna handle business back here. I'm chilling in the cut with the weak locker room speeches. I'm gonna keep sending the time up.
The weak locker room. He mentioned something about the speech too right here. So I hope he work on his post game speeches.
Some dice work. I don't care what he said. Life is like a box of chocolate. Whatever you say, I don't care.
And look. People are lighting Tomo up on that IG post about y'all since that trade. They lighting him up right now on the comments.
I bet. Eagles fans is brutal.
Like, I've been getting all notifications since it's like 700 likes on that post now. Like,
the bullies, boy, them Eagles bullies get in there. That's good content, though. That's good content. Keep it coming.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, right now y'all 6-0, man. You got right now, record wise, y'all the best team in the NFL. You predicting y'all are going at minimum, at worst, 14-2, at best, undefeated, obviously. But you said, like, you could see one loss. So, in your record, and then look, you did pick y'all before the season. We posted it. Y'all gonna finish the number one seed, right? But you didn't pick y'all to win the Super Bowl. So, let me ask you that. We'll end it with that. Talk to me. Give me your percentage. All the time. You ain't think about this. So
that's cool.
What percentage, right, you give y'all to win the Super Bowl? The chance.
Right now, to be honest, out of 100,
Give me make it to the Super Bowl, give me winning it.
Making it to the Super Bowl, I say it's like a 75% chance. Winning it, if I put 60, it's like I feel like we're gonna win it. It depends on who we face, so that's kind of hard. But I would say about a 53% chance.
53%.
Talking about some zero point. That's the Cowboys percentage time. Well, come on now. I would say 53% chance. If we get there, it's gonna be hard to beat us because of the approach we take. Because you got to take that approach in the Super Bowl. We've been doing it all year, so. I guess that's why I call it the Belichick effect, because I always wanted a coach who would come in and adjust the game plan to what – I don't know, see why they're so rocket science. People get caught up in the egos and want to be like this and be like that. Why not just adapt your team to what you think is needed to win the game? That's why I like Hurts, though. So, perfect fit.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
All right, Kevo, appreciate you, bro, for coming on here. Last minute, we actually set this up like 2 hours ago. All right, so – appreciate you for doing that. And we're going to continue to get you to come on as long as y'all keep winning. All right?
I'm going to come on if we lose, too. You know what I'm saying?
You said what?
I'm going to come on if we lose, too.
Okay. My man.
I ain't ducking.
Because I do it every week. It's like, nah. It's like, nah. But, yeah. But, yeah. So, appreciate you, man. Y'all got the Steelers this Sunday. And yeah.
Pick it on the fence.
Is that what?
Pick it on the fence.
Pick oh,
pick it on the fence.
Okay, Javon, you hear that?
Hey, Javon, you hear
that? Blaze. I was waiting for Blaze. What he got with the Eagles along?
There we go.
I was like, what he got? All right, like, we gonna beat the Steelers. Let it go. All wow. Right,
we gonna steal all the right, towels. We gonna steal all the terrible towels.
Hey, it's a battle of Pennsylvania, right? So, Pennsylvania. Hey, appreciate y'all for staying to the end. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, share this video with somebody that y'all know. It's gonna post right on YouTube soon. We're done. All right, so share this to somebody so they can rewatch this. Send it to an Eagles fan, send it to an NFC East fan. All right, send it to everybody because he just said that they're gonna go 15-1. All right, no, 16-1. So send that to everybody. 15-2 is your worst. But you can see 16-1. All right. So that's that. All right. And appreciate y'all for using that comment section. Y'all was live in the comments. Appreciate that.
You might go undefeated. Because them Dolphins, they're going to be watching. You know, the old people start coming out looking to see somebody to lose. When you start seeing them coming out, it's like, okay, we got to put the Dolphins back in. Put the Dolphins back in.
The Dolphins are Patriots, too. They went undefeated in the season.
Yeah.
But they didn't finish the job, though. So, yeah. All right, that's all we got for y'all today, and we'll see y'all at the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.